Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you were a WWE fan in the mid-2000s, there became a constant conversation about Triple H and him not losing to certain superstars when maybe he should have done. Guys like Booker T and RVD were fan favorites, and seeing them all fall to the game was disappointing. Even today, building new stars and having freshness at the top of the card is what keeps wrestling interesting. Given that argument has been had approximately 56,567 times, though, I thought it would be nice today to look at the opposite, or individuals who absolutely benefited from going up against the King of Kings. In many ways, they cemented their rise to the main event because of such a tussle. Let's just call it being Positive Pete's. My name is Simon from What Culture. Please hit that subscribe button. This is 10 times Triple H actually made legit WWE stars. Number 10, Ronda Rousey. WrestleMania 34's mixed tag was one of the best in history. There's so many different attributes we could talk about, but seeing Ronda Rousey beat the absolute crap out of Triple H instantly told the audience this is the real deal and she can whoop anyone. You don't mess with the former UFC champ. After wrecking him, she did the same to Stephanie McMahon and left that night feeling like a huge star, and that was the idea. While most people knew who Ronda was, you still needed to package her up for the WWE crowd, and boy howdy, we did that and then some. It was Triple H's selling mostly as he looked both stunned and scared, and it set Rousey up for everything that was to follow. I'm sure WWE would have found their way with this regardless, but still, this put it into high gear and more importantly, made it so much more fun. Number 9, Chris Benoit. Despite being called a vanilla midget by Kevin Nash in WCW, a few years later Chris Benoit was considered one of the best wrestlers in the world. Large reason for this were his wars with Kurt Angle, The Rock, and Triple H. It was the game who tapped out to him at WrestleMania 20, which also made Benoit the new World Heavyweight Champion. Don't forget, 3 months later, he lost again at Vengeance. We all forget that now, but it was probably Chris's biggest defense of that belt. It didn't really click due to how Vince McMahon saw his main event picture. We did give it a go. I also enjoy the irony that while it was one of Hunter's best friends who used the aforementioned insult, Triple H must have seen things a little bit differently. Number 8, Chris Jericho. No, I'm not talking about the feud at WrestleMania 18, that was the opposite of this, but again, we are being positive today, so let's go 2 years earlier than that on a famous episode of Monday Night Raw. For one reason or another, the decision was made for Chris Jericho to win the title on the 17th of April 2000 when he shockingly pinned Triple H for the big belt. Wasn't even the main event, and if you are a fan of huge crowd pops, you need to go and watch this and watch it now. It is a treat. And sure, this would turn out to be a ruse as Triple H would have the championship back before the evening ended, but it told the audience that Y2J could be the guy. And at that point, it's exactly what Jericho needed. Even he has come out and said around this time he was thinking about packing it all in. This one decision changed his mind. What a sliding doors moment. It meant that summer Chris was feeling far more confident about the future, and he was correct. It may have taken longer than expected, but better times were on the way. Number 7, Seth Rollins. If you go back in time, you can find a lot of chatter that out of the three Shield members, Seth Rollins may have been the least likely to be the guy. It's just ridiculous. But with Roman Reigns being Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose often referred to as Roddy Piper meets Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kind of left Rollins as the other dude. Boy, did he prove that wrong. It all kicked into gear when he turned his back on his brothers to join the Authority, and as soon as he did that, you knew what the end game had to be. He had to get fed up with and beat Triple H. That is just standard wrestling storytelling. This worked in two ways, though, because although this did happen, aligning himself with the Cerebral Assassin to begin with also allowed Seth to take a step up because Triple H was seen as a huge star. Sometimes association is an important tool, and it certainly was here. It reached its natural peak when Rollins defeated his former mentor at WrestleMania 33. While it may not have been a classic, it still established Seth as a major player, and look at him now. It's still true, and it likely will be, until he hangs up his boots. Number 6, Roman Reigns. And talking of Roman, he got the rub from Triple H too. Proving that the King of Kings was a team player who was happy to do his bit in Vince McMahon's vision for the big dog, he laid down for Reigns at WrestleMania 32. While it didn't really work, that wasn't the game's fault. He lost as was needed. There were just a lot of other issues in play. And sure, you can rag on that bout, but Tripp still worked his tail off to try and get all this to click. And for a lot of the WWE universe, seeing an Attitude Era guy fall to our future tribal chief meant something. So in short, Triple H did his best. You all know you can't do more than that. But no, I get it, it didn't work. Number 5, China. And in your House 13, the final four, some jacked up woman attacked Marlena as Triple H was having a match with Goldust. She would soon reveal herself as China, the game's new bodyguard and protector. Straight away, she was seen as a big deal. This was a major moment during an era where men were portrayed as muscular superheroes and women were seen as dainty models. And given that Triple H allowed China to basically win all his matches for him, she started to gain some real momentum. It put her in a position to start beating guys, which had never been seen before in WWE. And even when DX was running wild, Triple H never had a problem with hiding behind her. She, of course, would become a major part of that group too, and also the first and so far only women's Intercontinental Champion in history. That is not a bad thing to have on your CV. It all began with a relationship with Triple H. Number 4, Randy Orton. Getting a spot in Evolution was exactly what rookie Randy Orton needed in 2003. It meant he was part of a cool stable and protected by Triple H and Ric Flair, which meant he could build himself without having to worry about falling on his ass. There was a safety net, and they would catch him. The trigger may have been pulled a little bit too early in 2004 when Orton left the faction, but the subsequent program with Hunter did tell the fans that Randy wasn't just a flash in the pan and that we should start considering him a top talent. Why he's pretty much been there ever since, and why WWE returned to this feud time and time again. We likely did dip our toe into this one time too many, but they did have good chemistry. When everything clicked, it was great. Still don't know why they decided to lock up when they had that personal grudge match at WrestleMania, when they should have just had a big fight. But we're not talking about that today. Still. Number 3, John Cena. Yeah, John Cena was already well on his way when he clashed with Triple H in the main event at WrestleMania 22, but do not pretend this wasn't a big deal. Once more, Hunter tapped out to WWE's new star. Because that was such a rare sight, it meant everything. The powers that be were telling you you needed to care about a man who can't be seen. Trips also sold this like it was the most painful move in the world, and any fears fans had beforehand that this would be the Triple H show were quickly smashed. He did business, and that business was to legitimize Cena on the biggest stage the company had. Which, let's not forget, is exactly what's supposed to happen at the event. Cena would go to the very top after this and was the biggest star that WWE had had since Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock. And maybe if this hadn't have happened, he would have had to gone in a different direction. True, this sounded good. Number 2, Batista. This example shouldn't come as a huge surprise because one year before everything with John Cena, Triple H went out of his way to turn Batista into a megastar. Ensuring Vince McMahon let it build when the boss wanted to just blow it off on TV, their falling out simmered until WrestleMania 21, where once again in front of as many people as possible, the game got his ass kicked by Big Dave. It's still a great story all these years later. If you are keeping score too, that is 3 consecutive Mania main events where Trips looked at the lights. And the main change here was this wasn't Triple H working with a veteran like Benoit who knew what he was doing. Big Dave was a work in progress, so needed a helping hand, and the King of Kings did that and then some. By the time this ended at Vengeance in July 2005, where Batista won again, every single fan had accepted that he was a top guy, and that never really changed from this point on. To this day, Dave says he wouldn't have had the career he did without Triple H, which is why he wanted to lose to him in their final match. Some call it the perfect circle. Number 1, Daniel Bryan. So it took a while to get there, and it certainly wasn't the plan after months of calling Daniel Bryan a B-plus player, but when the writing was on the wall, we did what was right by the Yes Movement. It all hit the wall at WrestleMania 30, where Bryan had to kick off the show with one goal. To get to the main event, he had to beat Triple H, which did give the fear to some fans for all the reasons we've mentioned. Doing what was right, however, Bryan beat the game clean and overcame his tomfoolery in that main event to become the new WWE Champion. It was so damn good. Feeling like the underdog rising up against the establishment, which every fan could understand. Seeing Triple H use every trick in the book to make you think this wasn't going to happen was great. He even went back to the tried and tested, "I married the boss's daughter," to get under the audience's skin. Just made it even more satisfying when he finally got his. A bizarre program, given how it all flowed. Sometimes it is about the destination, and this was like going to the Bahamas. It was beautiful.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.